Last few days, we've been catching up with Brad. He's the United Workers Union rep. Now, there's the pickets that's been going on at Warnervale, the Woolies Distribution Centre and Warren Road. They were going to meet with Woolies yesterday, the management, to discuss wage arrangements. To find out late what's happening, Brad, you're on the site, clearly.
Yeah, mate, out of sight, as you can hear.
Yeah, what's the latest?
All right, the latest is negotiations went late into the night yesterday. So the guys negotiated well and truly over probably 11-hour period. And unfortunately, negotiations broke down at the last minute. So basically what happened was Woolworths put an offer on the table that was getting close to what our members wanted. But what they did was they asked the delegates to endorse that. And the delegates said they don't have the authority to endorse it. They need to take it back to their members. And Woolworths turned around and said, well, if you guys don't endorse it here in the room and get the workers back into work, then the deal's off the table.
Right. Now, if people...
So that's a bit strong-arming. It's like when you say, okay, I'll buy the car for 10 grand. They give you a discount of $3,000 off your car and you have to buy it there and then, but you can't leave the building to discuss it with anyone else. Is that what you mean?
Pretty much. So basically what happened was they asked the delegates to agree to it in principle and had the workers come back to work this morning.
Yep.
And the delegate said, look, we don't have the authority to do that. We don't feel comfortable in doing that. We want to go back to our members and let our members decide if they're happy with the offer that you put on the table. They will decide. And Woolworths basically said, no, if you guys don't decide here and now, the offer's off the table. We asked for a 5-minute break. We had a chat with the delegates. The delegate said, no, that's what we want to do. We don't have the authority from our members to accept the deal.
Because if you missed earlier on, what's happened is the workers at Woolies here up at the Warnervale Distribution Centre don't get paid as much as what's in Sydney. So the workers want parity with their Sydney co-workers.
That's right. So how far short of the mark they were after did the offer come to?
So basically they did move on wage growth. They also accepted that they were happy to accept 80-20, so 80% permanent, 20% casual. So basically, we were nearly there, but it wasn't quite close in the wage parity.
How much short of wage equal were you?
Well, basically, I'll just give it to you in a crutch. The members actually moved off it. So for the members to get up near the Sydney shed, anywhere needs to be an 8-16% growth.
Yeah.
Yep.
The members actually went back to Woolworths yesterday with the delegates and said, we're happy to do a 2.5-year agreement and do 5%, 5%, and 2.5% for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Woolworths rejected that.
Yeah.
And they come out with offering 3.6, 3.6, 3.6 over 3 years.
Right.
The classification structure is nearly there, getting fixed. So there's a bit of better wage parity for the workers inside the shed.
Yep.
So we were nearly there, but the fact is the delegates didn't feel comfortable in endorsing the offer in the room.
So has everyone gone back to work, or how far off getting everyone back into the job are you?
So basically what happened was Woolworths decided, the delegates quite clearly said, we want to have a meeting with our members before we decide if we accept the offer. It's their right to vote on it. It's not our right to accept on the behalf of 550 workers.
Yeah, and they took the deal off the table because of that. So now you're not going to work.
So now they've locked them out indefinitely.
Okay, so that's the latest. So there's a lockout at for just how many workers?
550 workers are affected.
What, on the Central Coast?
Yes.
So you've got 550 workers not working at the Warnervale Distribution Centre.
Yes. And now we're in day 8 now. And of that,
so there's no work going on whatsoever?
No, they are locked out. They're standing out the front. You can see them up on top of Burnett and Sparks Road and down here on Warren Road outside the gate currently. And Woolworths decided last night, once the guy said, look, we can't accept this in principle on behalf of all our members.
Yep.
We need to take it to them. The managers slammed their laptop shut and said, it's over, you're locked out.
All right. Well, Brad, mate, we've got other things. We've got to get to this break, but we will speak to you on Monday. This looks as though it's going to go on for a bit more time, and we will speak to you on Monday and get the latest, okay? We thank you for the update.
Yeah, thank you for your support, guys. It's been fantastic, and I look forward to speaking to you on Monday.
Brad from the United Workers Union, that's not really good news, especially, of course, they won't get paid. If
that's a lot of guys not working.
530 on the Central Coast not working.
Guys and girls.